You know, our next guest I met when I was living out in Pittsburgh for a short time while I was working in the agency world. And I went to a campaign event for him, and I was blown away. I said, this is a guy who actually understands. He's got lots of experience in Washington, but for some reason, I guess mostly because he drank bottled water, he never got poisoned by the system. He stepped out of the work that he was doing for U.S. Senator Rick Santorum and went into private practice in law. Mark Scaringi is on the phone. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm great, Dave. Good morning. Good morning to your listeners.
Good morning. It's always delightful to talk to you. And when I saw this story that you put out about the NSA thing, I thought it would be great to have you on. There's a lot of different takes on this in terms of what's really going on and what has changed as a result of the court cases. Can you just kind of lay that out for us?
Well, I think, first of all, yesterday I joined Senator Rand Paul's class action lawsuit against the president, against the National Security Agency.
We're having a little trouble hearing you, Mark.
Yesterday I joined Senator Rand Paul's class action lawsuit against the National Security Agency and against President Obama.
Okay.
This lawsuit, I think, is a very important lawsuit. And it's designed to challenge the agency's general warrants where they have been searching indiscriminately the emails, the telephone records, internet searches, Facebooks, Skypes of tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of Americans. I think it's a gross violation of our Fourth Amendment rights under the United States Constitution.
Mark, a lot of people are willing to have some intrusion as long as it provides security. I guess the big challenge here is there's no evidence that it's actually doing that.
Well, that's an excellent point. Judge Leon, a federal district judge who issued a preliminary injunction striking down the NSA's domestic surveillance and spying operation, cited exactly that. If you read his opinion, He indicates that the National Security Agency was unable to provide one example where this massive domestic surveillance operation has led to the detention, the arrest, and prosecution of just one terrorist. So it doesn't work for its intended purpose, in addition to violating our constitutional rights.
Talk about this, the NSA PRISM program, and also I'd love to get your take on Edward Snowden and what he did.
Well, I have said before that I think Edward Snowden is a hero for exposing this massive unconstitutional violation and breach of the privacy rights and Fourth Amendment rights of the American people. I've said that before, and I'll say it again. I think we need more patriots, more heroes like him to expose our government in its various ways that it continually assaults our constitutional rights and our freedoms.
Talk about the PRISM program. What is that about?
Well, that's the program that has been directly challenged by litigants such as Rand Paul, by Mr. Klayman, who has been the most successful litigant so far. It's a massive operation run by the National Security Agency where it collects what is referred to as metadata, the data evidencing phone calls made, times the phone calls were made, the length of the phone calls that were made. It collects all of this metadata, and the NSA's search engines will search through this looking for links and connections to suspects determined by the NSA. And the NSA has been permitted to do this because it asserts that it has the authority to do this under a prior Supreme Court, under a prior court decision, and it asserts that this technique is successful in combating terrorism, but that's been borne to be false.
Now, the president also, in the wake of the disclosures, also put together his own sort of blue ribbon panel. So you've got this court decision saying that, look, this is not a successful program. You have the president's own advisors saying, look, this has to be changed. Do you really think anything's going to change?
Not much. With this president in power and with this National Security Agency, I think it's going to take a new Congress and a new president, a president and a Congress that understands our civil liberties, our civil rights, our constitutional rights, and will take the steps necessary to simply dismantle and repeal the entire program. That's the only result. That's the only fix that will secure our rights.
All right, so that means you're talking about elections. So when I'm talking to a candidate for U.S. Congress or State House or State Senate, or what should the question on NSA, what should the question be that will put them in a position to tell me whether or not they're going to protect my liberties?
Well, you need to ask them why they're running for office, and the answer should be to defend the Constitution, to restore our constitutional republic, and to defend our freedoms. That's what it's supposed to be all about. That's what our government is for. Our government was formed to secure our rights, not encroach upon them, intrude upon them, corrode them, and take them away. So that's the question that I ask individuals who are concerned or interested in running for office, and I think that's the question your listeners should be asking as well.
Folks, I'm talking to attorney Mark Scaringi. You can go to Scaringi Law, S-C-A-R-I-N-G-I, scaringilaw.com, and sign up for his e-newsletter. I'm going to provide you with a link for that. I think you're going to want to see what he has to say. Final question has to do with this concept of the FISA court. Should when we're talking to these candidates, because you've said the path to this is a new Congress that respects our privacy and then also a court that does the same. What's the what's your position on the FISA court?
Well, I think the FISA court should be dismantled. It was created in the 70s as a result of the Nixon administration's abuse of power and its domestic surveillance of enemies of President Nixon. And it's a court where the individuals whose rights are being violated have no standing, have no say, are not involved. It's a secret court. It goes against everything our country was founded upon, which is due process of law, the government only searching and seizing with warrants, establishing probable cause that state with particularity the thing to be searched or the item to be seized. These are the founding principles of our republic. This is why John Adams says this is the central cause behind our war for independence, that the British king and his agents were violating the individual rights of the colonists of Boston. And now it appears we've come full circle. We've got the FISA court, a star chamber, essentially, a court that is beyond the Constitution. And it is allowing this massive domestic surveillance operation that is grossly violating our constitutional rights.
So I did not know that about the history of the FISA court, so I would not be out of line to call it the Nixon FISA court.
Well, probably. Nixon had conducted some domestic surveillance operations of his political adversaries, not too many individuals. They have now taken that and they've expanded it to spying on hundreds of millions of Americans. This is what happens when the government creates one thing to attempt to solve a problem, and the government then metastasizes, and this operation is then used by others who come along for purposes for which it was never intended. And now we have hundreds of millions of Americans' phone records being gone through by agents of the National Security Agency.
And there's plenty of evidence, even though intuition tells you this would be the case, there's plenty of evidence that that data has been abused, including, you know, sexual stuff and just really bizarre stuff. Mark, I always appreciate your perspective on stuff. Folks, if you want to get more information, Scaringi Law, S-C-A-R-I-N-G-I, and I will put this in the daily email so you can get it there. Mark, thanks so much.
Thanks, David. Take care.